T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Finished off the fourth preseason game with a 27-17 win over the Detroit Lions. And really, it was nice to get that win. I know it's the fourth preseason game, but those previous two preseason games were really good. The Philadelphia one especially, I thought, was a downer. Tyrod Taylor looked really bad. The offensive line looked really bad. Same with last week. But this was a nice way to finish off the preseason. A little bit of confidence moving in to the regular season for these guys. So it's nice to get that win and now move into the regular season when you're going to be taking on the Jets. Josh McCown's their starter. And hopefully come out strong with a strong performance against the New York Jets. We've got Will in Rochester on the line. We're bringing him on to the Buffalo Bills postgame show. Will, what's going on?
Hey, sir. How we doing?
Good, man.
Hey, just watching tonight's game. Absolutely, I love it. I've been a Bills fan for years. However, I'm just absolutely not in love with Tyrod. Watched him for a couple of seasons. Just not impressed. But just really want to comment. Real happy with what I see with Peterman. I know possibly coming out of concussion protocol, home opener. First thing I say, sit him down. Let's see what Peterman's got. This guy's a rookie. He's moldable, impressionable. Let's see what he's gotten, with Tyrod over the years. He is, injury prone, and what's to say he doesn't get set on his tail, our home opener gets another concussion or comes out of it too early. I just say let Peterman roll. I know what Coach McDermott said. He's going to start.
Yeah, Will. Thanks for the call, man. I know Peterman has looked really good so far, and I know he got time with the ones last week as well and looked good. But his stats aren't great from last week, and I know there were some drops, there were some penalties which negated throws for Peterman. I'm not of the mind to rush him yet. I think things happen with quarterbacks. I read an article on The Ringer today that talked about the dynamic between quarterbacks who kind of know that they're being replaced. They know that the guy who is going to replace them is already there. And I'm not sure that this is necessarily one of those situations, but typically what happens is that quarterback, the older guy, the veteran, takes the rookie or the young guy under his wing and tries to instill some knowledge into them. But I think there's been certain situations, and these are first-round picks that I'm going to end up talking about here, because that's what the article was mostly about, was guys who were first-round picks and had some time to be able to marinate versus other guys who were rushed in there. And of course, Aaron Rodgers is typically the example people want to point to. Of he got the time, he was behind a legend, he was able to sit back and kind of absorb the game, and that was a benefit for him. And even he says that's a benefit for him. Phillip Rivers was the other example, who was sitting behind Drew Brees for two seasons. And he said he felt at a certain point that it was good for him, that it was good that he wasn't necessarily rushed in there and there wasn't a ton of pressure on him to perform immediately. And he got some time to just be himself, but it reached a plateau to where he couldn't learn anymore just by watching. And then the other example, there was a couple other examples they used. It was Jake Plummer and Jay Cutler. This was more so about how Plummer pretty much felt like he kind of got screwed by the Broncos because he just had gone to an AFC championship game and had been performing really well for them. And then they draft this guy with the 11th pick, trade up for him. And he didn't really like that. And the other one was Matt Hasselbeck when he went to the Titans and kind of was bringing Jake Locker along. And Hasselbeck played for the entire first season of Jake Locker's rookie year. And then Jake Locker was thrust into action by the Tennessee Titans, and Matt Hasselbeck said that, in his opinion, Jake Locker shouldn't have been placed in that situation yet. And I know Peterman, he looks extremely comfortable in this offense. And he does. And I understand the live bullets aspect of it. But he is a guy that I think will still need to learn a little bit about the NFL. Now, he might get thrust into action either way without really having much of a choice, depending on what happens with Tyrod Taylor and concussion protocol. And the thing is, I'm not even, if that happens, last year, EJ Manuel comes in for the last game. He comes in the year before, he comes in, and you're nervous. You're nervous when EJ Manuel is in there. EJ Manuel, by the way, locking down the number two quarterback spot for the Oakland Raiders. Should toss that in there. You were nervous when EJ Manuel was coming in as a backup. If Nathan Peterman has to see action this year, I'm not nervous. I'm not nervous at all because I think he could competently lead this offense down the field. Now, he does things much differently than Tyrod Taylor, and I think the difference is Peterman is more of the, I don't want to call it a dink and dunk style, but it's the quick passes, it's the rhythm offense, where Tyrod Taylor can create more explosive plays for you. So there's a difference in their game where Tyrod, I know the deep ball threat isn't there for the Bills, but he has that skill. He has his legs, which I think they plan to use a little bit since it can create explosive plays. So I'm not quite ready for Peterman, and I think what they're doing is correct, where they're trying to develop this guy properly if he is ever going to become an NFL starting quarterback. It's about developing these guys. A lot of the times I think why quarterbacks go through such hardships is they're not ever given a chance to properly develop, not have the pressure to go in there and perform immediately, and end up crumbling underneath it. I don't want to see that with Nathan Peterman. I think there is going to be an opportunity later in this season where he will be able to get reps in a live game. Whether it is through a Tyrod Taylor injury. I don't want to say Tyrod Taylor's injury prone, by the way. Last year he played 15 out of 15 games he was dressed for. The last one was because they decided that they were going to go in another direction, play EJ Manuel, play Cardale Jones. Part of it was they were worried about an injury guarantee that they were going to have to pay Tyrod Taylor. The year before, he played 14 out of 16 games. So he missed a couple games his first season as a starter. I don't really want to call him injury prone. Is Ben Roethlisberger injury prone? That dude gets injured every single year. Every single year, Ben Roethlisberger gets injured. I don't think anyone's calling him injury prone. I just don't want to see Nathan Peterman rushed into action. I've loved what I've seen so far, but it's only 4 preseason games, and I think it's a much different beast when you're in a real NFL action, and I'd like to see a couple weeks with him holding a clipboard. I think he's intelligent enough to where he can really absorb information that way as well. All right, I got to get to the AT&T text question brought to you by AT&T. Switch to AT&T Wireless and DirecTV today and stay connected all season long. AT&T Entertainment your way. Here's the A&T text question of the day. I have a Puzlesny, Lossman, Lynch, and T.O. jersey. Do I dare buy a Peterman jersey? Josh and Olean. Josh, this is what I have to say to that. Yeah, why not? He wears number 2. Cool number. He's going to be on this team at least for 4 seasons. He may never be a starting quarterback, but I think he will be eventually. Whether it comes later this season, whether it comes potentially next season. But yeah, why not? Peterman. I think that's a solid choice for a jersey. He's kind of the hot candidate right now, and I think it would be a good choice. I know you've got some difficult history there. Puzlesny, traded. Lossman, Lynch, traded. T.O. You know, I can't blame you for the T.O. jersey. Dude got the key to the city. He still owes us for that, by the way. There was conditions for that key to the city, and those conditions were he had to score 10 touchdowns and lead the Bills to the playoffs. So far, he's scored 5 touchdowns and has not led the Bills to the playoffs, but he says he thinks he can still play. So if he wants to keep that key to the city, that's the way that you do it. You sign T.O., he scores another 5 touchdowns, leads the Bills to the playoffs. I don't think that's going to happen, though. 803-0550-1888-550-2550 are the phone numbers here. We'll squeeze in one more phone call here before we hit break. We got Steve in Michigan. Steve, what's going on in Michigan?
Hey, you know what? I'm just reading a Bleacher Report article, and I'm going to do a blank here in this paragraph. No, blank did not throw like Brett Favre or make any highlight reel plays that were Kurt Warner-like and Steve McNair-esque. What impressed me in that game was the way that blank commanded the offense on the field. Blank exuberated a type of confidence that even fellow quarterback Drew Bledsoe seemed to lack in the past few seasons. That's, of course, about Tom Brady. And that description, I think, really fits Nate Peterman pretty well. What Peterman is doing is he's anticipating throws a lot better than Tyrod. And, you know, I get your point about starting Tyrod. They might have an explosive thing going on with using his legs a lot more when you have people keying so much on LeSean McCoy. And that may well work out, but he does not have the deep threat, obviously, that he's counted on. And I really think that with the Bills, with the bevy of draft picks that are being assembled for next April or May, you have to find out a good bit about Nathan Peterman before you decide if you need to trade away a number of those picks that come up with another quarterback. I just have a gut feeling, I know a lot of fans also do, that Peterman might be the guy. And we'll have to see if they do use Tyrod and his legs quite a bit. There's going to be a point where Peterman's going to have to play. And it might even be on September 10th.
Yeah, hey Steve, I just got to jump in here just because we're tight on time. That's more so what I wonder. If there's a situation where, I mean, it's a very reasonable situation where Peterman plays September 10th against the New York Jets and just has himself a day, has a great day. I don't know. I don't want to say 300 yards or anything like that, but efficient, looks like the offense is running in rhythm efficiently and is getting up and down the field. There's going to be a lot of conversation if that's the way things play out. And the offense looks super efficient under his command. Right now, I just don't think they're willing to confront that conversation because they didn't invest a lot in Tyrod Taylor, but there has been an investment there. I gotta hit a break, so I gotta run here real quick. We'll be back. We'll hit some player sound. We've got John Miller and Kevon Seymour locked and loaded. We'll hear from one of those guys coming up after the break. This is the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
Rochester's home for the Buffalo Bills, 96.5 WCMF.
Keep winning, going to take a shotgun snap here, and he'll give it to Jordan Johnson, and Johnson breaks a nice tackle, gets the first down across the 30, across the 35, all the way up to the 37-yard line. Nice run, 13 yards. Bademosi made the stop. Jordan Johnson, the Sweet Home product, the UB Bull, with a nice pickup of the first down there.
Yeah, nice performance there. 13-yard gain for Jordan Johnson. That was an excellent run. He gets into the end zone. He finishes his day 12 carries, 35 yards with a touchdown in front of the home crowd. It's not going to make the 53-man roster, but a nice moment for a guy who has played a lot of games at Ralph Wilson Stadium when he was playing for Sweet Home, or New Era Field, I should say, and it won state titles, went to play for UB. UB as well. Putting up a pretty nice game against Minnesota tonight. They lost 17-7, but it was 14-7 going late into the fourth quarter in Minnesota. So a pretty solid performance from UB. Tyree Jackson, 22 of 42, 211 yards, a touchdown and a pick. Not much on the ground for him. Anthony Johnson, the receiver, 11 receptions, 140 yards and a touchdown for UB as well. And then there's Khalil Hodge, who is one of the best defensive players in the MAC. 20 tackles in this game for Khalil Hodge. So, solid effort from UB. All right, I promised you some player sound. So here is John Miller, right guard, after tonight's preseason victory over the Lions.
I thought I played well. At the end of the day, the decision is still up to the coaches to make. All I can do is go out there and put my best work on film.
What's it been like for you having to battle throughout all training camp to keep a job that was yours solidly your rookie year?
Well, I knew coming in, Coach McDermott said that everybody has earned the right to start in this, on this team. And so I kind of took that mindset. Going into a new season, it's a new start, so I knew that I was had to battle out.
Was it challenging, though, to not start some of these games and really be pushed?
No, it's not challenging because at the end of the day, I'm my biggest critic, I'm my own competition. So I go out there and try to every day and try to get better.
Give us a sense of what Nathan's like in the huddle.
He's a natural leader, take control of the huddle, spit the plays out fast, very confident.
After three preseason games, three losses, three games filled with penalties, how much was this game satisfying from a team point of view to clean a whole lot of that up?
Still got to clean up. Still got a lot of work to do. But it was good to go out there and compete and ground with the fellas and come away victorious.
Short order, but having Cordy back out there with you in a little bit, how nice was that to start working that chemistry back?
It was good. Obviously, Cordy's a great left tackle in his lead, and it felt good to kind of have him back out there, have him healthy.
How does that make things different on the offensive line for you?
It don't matter who's out there. We all have one goal, and that's to continue to get better and continue to grind.
For you guys to rush for over 200 yards in a preseason game, even if you put up those numbers, it doesn't matter who you're playing against. That's got to be a good feeling.
Oh, yeah, it's always good to go out there and compete. And when you put up good numbers like that, that means a lot of things is going right. You have receivers going downfield, blocking and stuff like that. So it's good.
There he is, John Miller, starting right guard. I'm going to say it now, starting right guard John Miller, as it should be. All right, we're going to get out of here. We're going to get out of here, and the next time you're going to hear from us, it is going to be real Buffalo Bills football action, baby, 10 days from now. I don't even know. Derek's going to be starting with some fantasy talk in the morning. There's going to be breakfast with the Bills, game day with Jeremy White and Nate Geary, countdown to kickoff with Howard Simon, then the game against the Jets, 1 p.m. kickoff. You can hear it right here on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network, post-game with Mike Shope and the Bulldog on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network, and then Nate Geary and I on the flagship station in Buffalo will be bringing you post-game, or the overtime show, as it is called. So, hey, got through? 27-17 victory tonight against the Detroit Lions for the Bills. They finished the preseason 1-3 in real football, coming up in a week with the Kansas City Chiefs and the New England Patriots. And then 10 days from Buffalo Bills football. Let's go, baby. Can't wait. I'm Ryan Gates. I've been hanging out with you here on Buffalo Bills post game. Hope everyone has a good night. Enjoy the rest of whatever goes on in between now and the regular season. Football here. This is Buffalo Bills football.
Rochester's home for the Buffalo Bills. 96.5 WCMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.